Variety's pretty hard to find on today's airwaves. How about joining the cause to promote alternative variety? TCM 189 is the staff training course for HFCC's own WHFR, a station devoted to new, local, and unique artists. The course provides students with essential station procedures as well as equipment knowledge and basic performance skills. The class can be taken for credit or under the Center for Lifelong Learning. For more information, contact Susan McGraw, WHFR's general manager at 313-845-9842.
If you want to change the world, then you have to change yourself. One of the best places in the Metro Detroit area to improve your life is Henry Ford Community College. Henry Ford Community College offers dozens of degree and certificate programs, plus the opportunity to network with your peers and potential employers. Taking classes at Henry Ford Community College gives you the freedom to take your own career path and opens up an infinite number of career possibilities. Additionally, day and evening classes allow you the flexibility of building a schedule tailored to your busy lifestyle. So change the world, change yourself at Henry Ford Community College. For more information on admittance and financial aid and class schedules, call the Henry Ford Community College toll-free number at 1-800-585-HFCC. Again, that's 1-800-585-HFCC.
Oh! You are round MVP.
Yeah, man! Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests. And a high score goes to... Brian.
Oh, yeah. High score, baby.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
For more information in Michigan, visit knowhowtogomichigan.org. That's knowhowtogomichigan.org.
WHFR, Dearborn.
Check.
You can't hear yourself?
No, not at all.
Why don't you turn up your headphone?
They're up really high. You're really blasting.
Oh, jeez. So cool?
Check. This is Dennis. I can hear myself, yes. This is Dennis, and I am with the talented and lovely Lindsay.
Oh, well, thank you, Dennis.
And we are here for Campus Connection, live from the beautiful campus of Henry Ford Community College in Dearborn, Michigan.
WHFR, the station making waves.
Yeah, sorry. No, we're all excited because this is, after 2.5 years, almost 3 years, this is our final show together here.
Aww.
Who knows what the future holds, but... this is the final installment of Campus Connection, and I think I understand that from now on they're going to just start replaying us from the very beginning.
Over and over again. There's 2 years of they can just keep on going with it.
Keep on going.
Yeah, it is, time sensitive, but...
yeah, very.
They're doing this Back to the Future thing at WHFR. It's a new segment, right?
How interesting that you say that, because we are. I never realized how time sensitive we are. Mm-hmm. We're doing things that are taking place. In fact, we're going to cover two things. Three things. One, the first thing will be happening this weekend and the following weekend, and then after that, we're going to talk about something, two things that are happening tomorrow. So if you listen to this and say, 2015, it won't be nearly as relevant.
Or next week. Yeah, it won't work out.
We are Campus Connection, and we are joined in studio live by three members of the cast of Grease, the musical, and that will be coming to campus at the Ed Auditorium. Starting this Friday, Friday's opening night, 8 o'clock, Saturday, 8 o'clock, and then Sunday, a matinee at 2, and then the following weekend, we do it again. We're joined by two of the leads, and I have to tell you, Joey, I don't know, I should know all this stuff intimately.
Yeah, Dennis.
My wife is the assistant director, but I got to tell you, as soon as I realized I wasn't going to be, I just kind of tuned it all out. So let's first start with Sandy. Sandy, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Shawna Ray Hazimi. I play Sandy in Grease.
Okay, and Ray, please.
Hi, my name is Raymond Filipek. I'm Danny Zuko.
Awesome. Joey?
I'm Joey Calza, and I play the handsome duty.
I think it's just, I think the handsome part is what you threw in, right?
I don't remember seeing that in the script.
Now, this is exciting for us because I know at the college we do a musical every other year. And I understand the reason for that is just paying for it can be outrageous. In other words, there's royalties involved, at least on two different levels.
Say that one more time. Every other year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I feel like there's one yearly. They're so great.
Really?
What did we see?
Last year would have been Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
And then the year before that was the musical. And the year before that wasn't.
Awesome.
I don't remember.
You learn something new every day at Campus Connection. Yeah. Wow. Thanks, Dennis.
Lindsay, the theory.
I host this show, you know.
The theory is that the listeners are supposed to learn something. Yeah. And I'm really glad that you're, listening. That's wonderful. All right. So we have the musical every 2 years. This year we have Grease, and it's directed by Judy Fletcher. The choreographer is, please help me,
Barb Salinger.
Salinger. The vocal director is
G.
Kevin Dewey. And then the technical director is Jerry Jablinski. So you have a pretty solid team. As I said, my wife is the assistant director, and Donald Cooker is the stage manager.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay, let's start with you, Shauna. What have you done? Like, where are you at in your thespian career? What have you done before this?
I've been... Sorry, hello.
There you go.
There she is. I told you she was in here.
I've been performing since I was three. So I've been doing, the theater and dancing and singing and everything. And I did it all through high school. I actually went to Oakland University and majored in musical theater right out of high school. And then I came here.
Okay.
To maybe change up my major just to see, because I really love kids, and I thought maybe I could give elementary education a go, and that didn't really work out because I found they had a theater program here.
Yeah, the kids ruined it for
them. Yeah. Well, speaking as a father, no, I'm kidding. So, Shauna, what other musicals have you done?
Oh, gosh. I've done Seussical, Anything Goes, Wizard of Oz. God, there's so many.
Really?
Yeah, there's so many. Let me pull up my resume for you, Dennis.
Okay. No, that's excellent. Obviously, a lot of experience. Ray, you live just on the other side of nowhere. I mean, no, actually, you're St. Clair Shores. It just seems so far from
here. Yeah, it's very, very far away.
And why? What? You came here indirectly also. I don't think through Oakland, but you did a couple other things, right?
I started off at Wayne State right out of high school. I was going to go to school in New York, but New York wants you to basically give them a leg before you can go there.
Right.
So I didn't go there, but I went to Wayne State right after there. I lived there for a while.
He's got both his legs, folks.
That's just proof that I did not go to New York. So I went to Wayne State, left there after a while, and then bounced around to four other colleges.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Macomb, Baker, OCC, and that was it.
And you did hear about HFCC. I remember you telling me this, that you'd heard about the program, because that was important to you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was out of theater for a while because I was like, I don't know what I was thinking. For 2 years, I was just like, oh, I don't need to do this. Yeah. This is stupid.
What did you do instead?
Sat at home, played video games, and ate Doritos.
All right.
It's a good time.
Yeah, theater sounds a little
better.
It doesn't pay nearly as well.
Yeah.
What other musicals you've been in?
I was in Beauty and the Beast.
Me too.
Shauna, you had your turn.
I was in Beauty and the Beast. I was also in Wizard of Oz. I was in MAME, a little old school there. And I was in MAME, Angela Lansbury.
Oh, okay.
She won her first Tony for that, actually.
Okay.
And I was in a musical called Grease in high school.
I'm vaguely familiar with that. And Joey, you've done some things as well. And I know that we've had some classes together. And I have to tell you, I don't know what your experiences are regarding acting or anything, stage or film. I just know that you were one of the best classmates I ever had.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. No, seriously, we had a blast, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we made fun of people.
No, not you, Dennis.
No, we did. No. We were ruthless. What have you done before this?
Oh, well, once upon a time ago when I was in the eighth grade, I don't know, I've always been a clown. So, my friend one day, he's like, hey, go off the play. And I'm like, I don't know, that's kind of for losers, I don't know. And he's like, oh, just go for it. And so I'm like, all right. So very nervously, I went to this audition, and I made it. And then ever since then,
you were hooked.
I was hooked. And then I went to go see a play at my high school, and it was Zombie Prom, and I was just blown away. I thought these people were pros. And I was like, I'm going to be on that stage one day. So right when I got to 10th grade, because our schools are different, they're separate. So I tried out for that one, and then I made every musical or play since then, all nine of them.
It's so cool. So. And that was the one thing. I mean, we had an acting class together, and I really enjoyed that. But I can't even imagine getting up and singing. I mean, even if I could.
Dennis, you were good.
Acting? Oh, you're just saying that because it's true.
Oh, Dennis.
No, we had a lot of fun in that.
Second best.
That was the one where you were the dead guy, right?
What?
Wasn't there one where you had to like fall down to the ground?
Oh, that was in the one act. Yeah, that was a prisoner. I wasn't dead. I was just beat up pretty bad.
You look.
No,
yeah.
I did. I
you
was
play a dead guy well though.
I was. Thanks. Oh, that's right. You were there. I know. We had an acting class, and we did a scene from The Odd Couple. Myself and my partner, Joe, and I, kind of like. To me, it was kind of weird that the teacher, Judy, insisted that I be Felix. And he's, I don't know, I dig sports, I wear sweatshirts. And
kind of a slob.
big time. And I'm a writer, so I figured, oh, that would have natural. And apparently she thought that, too, and thought it would be more challenging if I donned an apron and pushed a vacuum cleaner around stage. But anyway, this isn't about me. This is about you guys. And what can we expect? You've been living these rehearsals. It probably seems like they've been going on forever now.
Forever.
Yeah.
4 or 5 months?
We've been talking about it for a few months, you and I, Dennis,
absolutely,
on the show.
Through December. Because
finally, here it is.
The auditions, I remember sitting around during the first reading when I thought I might play a bigger part in the musical. And we've come a long way since then. What are some of the highlights? What have you guys noticed that, I don't know, things that got you excited or you look forward to?
Oh, God. For me, it seems like everyone's embracing their characters so fully at this point. Because
they better be.
I know, right? Come on, guys, let's kick it into gear. Yeah. The show is this Friday. But, no, really, they... Because for me personally, anyways, I put half of myself into my character, or at least part of myself that I knew way back when for Sandy, she's all innocent and stuff, naive. And naive doesn't always mean stupid. She just doesn't know the rest of the world. And I see my best friend, Samantha Hales, who is playing Rizzo, and she's embracing that fully. And it's so difficult because you're afraid to lose control on that stage in front of all those people. But once you do and you get that feeling of, like, that set... like self-satisfaction of like it's so rewarding and you just know that you did something like good for yourself and for the audience. And so
there's a separation really cool. and you brought this up, so I'll kind of go on it. There's a separation between the guys and the girls just by definition of the musical, Pink Ladies and the Greasers. And do you find that that happens on the set is that what it's called, on stage as well?
Yeah, we kind of initiated that, though. You know, like the Pink Ladies, we would always have these like get-togethers, and we don't even know what the other guys are doing. We're just like, come on, Pink Lady, today.
We did not have get-togethers.
No, the guys didn't.
No,
unless really you call me and Joey getting together and going out to eat.
Yeah.
And
You did that before the
musical. Oh gosh, that's a date right there.
What are some anything embarrassing happen? We don't have to throw anybody under the bus, but I'm always interested in what kind of fun things have happened.
Yeah, actually, it did last week.
We were rehearsing
our song, and we haven't really completed our choreography for this, our final song. It's our final number. And Ray's whipping me around like a rag doll, and there, all of a sudden, I'm landing on my butt.
I was trying to spin you.
On stage.
No, I was trying to spin you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was going, pulling her out, pulling her in, and I was going to grab her, turn her around. But
and he didn't
she
catch
didn't
me.
Get, no, she didn't get the memo that that's what I was doing, and she fell right on her butt.
Oh, you know, there's a key thing that Lindsay and I have found that we've lasted almost 3 years, and it's communication, you guys. Maybe you can. I'm just kidding.
I was in the middle of singing, so, you know, I couldn't just be like, hey, I'm going to spin you here. And then, well, I mean, she got me even because, you know, she slapped the heck out of me pretty good.
Okay.
I really did.
Got a nice ring mark on my face.
Ray, I have known you for a little bit, and I can say you probably deserved it. Speaking of deserved it, Joey. here's the thing about what I know about Joey. I would have never – no, let me start out before even saying that. I do know you're fearless. I do know that if somebody challenges you, and we've talked about this before, I could challenge you to do something, and if I was serious, you would take that challenge very seriously. At the same time, I never really anticipated seeing you in a musical, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that you have a bad voice. I mean, I've heard it. It's better than adequate. I mean, it's not like you're just, like, getting by, but I just never would have thought.
It's just, I don't know, it's a thing that I do just to have fun. Like, you know, I'm not going to go, you know, walk on for my career and be a musical, you know, actor. I just do it for fun, and mainly Grease because, you know, I grew up with Grease, and, you know, you can't pass up Grease, you know?
See, I hear that all the time, and I could have. I don't know why. No.
Yeah,
Dennis, I think you'd make a great Danny.
Yeah.
He's like,
20 years
stop
later,
it.
Right?
No. Dennis is blushing.
No, it's just warm in here. No, I mean, for me, it's like, I don't, and you know what? This is, Ray, you said something to me a long time ago. You said that you prefer being in a musical because that's what you prefer to go out and see. In other words, your opinion, and I know it's your opinion.
I've only been in one play my entire life. I've only ever been in musicals because, I mean, I'm not saying I don't like plays, but Plays kind of bore me.
Theater for theater to you is defined by the musical. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's what I think.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely. Too?
I mean, you know me. The improv comedy thing is, you know, that's what I would like to see, and that's what I want to do. But you know, in musicals, it's I guess I would go see a musical over a play. But if it's like, you know, like Oklahoma or is it Music Man, I probably won't go see it. But if it's Grease or right. if it's anything else, I would probably go see it. Or Cabaret, something like that.
Shauna has something.
What are you doing, Joe?
Yeah, Oklahoma Music Man, those two suck.
No, oh, God, come on, guys. Listen here now. A musical is how life should be every day.
Oh.
Like, people, I want to
you
see people.
And you sing a,
I want
you sing
people
a song.
Dancing randomly in the streets, and I want people singing songs about how they feel, because that's what I do when I'm walking down the sidewalk, and people look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm like, hey, come see Grease. It's this Friday.
She comes from my.
She's a fun girl.
Oh, she no, you're a walking marketing machine. Seriously, no, that's important.
Oh, yeah,
for
any show I'm in, I'm just like, you have to come see the show because we put so much time and effort into it, and I just want people to see it.
You have a real passion for it. It's wonderful.
I saw in our parking lot, I saw somebody with a car that had the Grease posters in the in the windows.
Yeah, that's Andrea.
I thought, wow, that person's really a walking billboard. Before we continue, you up for a short, maybe an excerpt from a song?
Yeah, you guys have wonderful voices.
Yeah,
so.
Can you sing something for us?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, thanks.
This is going to be fun.
Joey, you got a Walla Walla.
Yeah.
All right, I'll back you up.
All right.
Let's do this.
So you guys, are you ready now?
Hold on, let me cough.
All right. Yeah, we got to watch this.
This is wonderful. All right. I'm excited.
I don't have the speakers now. Should I move away?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
Okay. I'll control it over here. I got the levels. I'll move you guys
over. Here we go. This is... The cast members from Grease on Campus Connection, and they're going to sing what song?
Summer Nights.
One. That's actually one I've
heard.
The
opening song.
I sound like I've never. I have not been exposed to this in its entirety, the play, the movie, or anything.
Oh, you're in for a treat, Dennis.
I feel like what you want me to? Okay, I've seen it and I love it. I mean, I haven't. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm
so
shocked right
I will,
now.
But I'm
oh
really
God.
Looking forward to Friday night
well,
because
that'll
be my first time. So let's do it.
All right. I guess I'll start it off then.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
Met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to all those summer nights.
Oh well, oh well, oh well, up. Tell me more, did you get very far?
Thank you, Joey. Thank you, Joey.
That
yeah.
was great.
Oh,
so we can expect that and a lot more. What are some of the other songs? And I guess the real question is, because I brought up I haven't seen the movie or the play, and there's different versions of the play and the movie.
Well, there's the hand jive is like a really big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The hand jive was a big deal in the movie. It's also a big deal in the show. But this show is kind of like... it's completely different from the movie. The same, like, character, same setting, same, like,
not
plot.
Completely different.
But, I mean, the order is different. And, like, you hear the music on the radio in the movie, like, the background music are actual songs that characters sing. Like, Magic Changes. Mm-hmm. Joey sings that.
Yeah, Magic Changes is that song, for those of you that have seen the movie, when they're at the prom scene and Danny is singing, he's like, oh, melody. And then Sandy says, oh, you should be a singer, Danny.
I don't know if you guys caught this,
that's
but Freddie My Love is playing on the jukebox in the diner when she asks to change the music.
Yeah.
Freddie My Love's on.
That's
great.
That's a song Marty actually sings.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
That's her solo. So.
What about the what is it, Sandra B? Sandy B, that song?
Sandra D.
Oh, yeah, Sandra D. Sandy
B.
Sandy B.
That's
a whole other movie.
That's a good one. Rizzo does that,
right?
Yeah,
that's great.
Isn't there a part where Danielle, and I can't remember what part she plays.
She's played Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha. Isn't she the voice on the radio at some point as well?
Raining on Prom Night, that's our duet. And so she's the radio voice, and I sing with her, and we switch out harmonies and stuff. It's really neat.
And Danielle's amazing. You probably met her. She was the treasurer for the Ice Carving Club. And
And
she's actually
wrote. We had her in for a show. I think we recorded it over there in Studio B.
Yes.
Or whatever that is. Do I work here?
Yeah.
The studio next door.
The one over there we can see people.
Yeah.
And she was also, she wrote some stories for the newspaper. So yeah, Danielle's a part of it. It's a very big cast, isn't it? Like 50 people.
Yeah, it was a big turnout for auditions too.
Oh,
like
not
everyone that auditioned made the show. So everyone in the show has talent, and you know that, and it shows.
Yeah, no, that is very clear, and it's amazing how much thought went into it. I obviously was privy to that because my wife was helping with the process, and it was just like some of the people that didn't quite make it, I mean, they would have made any other musical. You know what I mean? The talent was that good here. So another wonderful production. You guys excited? You have to be.
Yeah.
You're rehearsing every day this week, too, aren't you?
Yeah, it's taking every day.
Okay, so the premiere is Friday?
Yes.
All right. What's our times, guys?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Curtain.
8 o'clock. Curtain calls. And we're looking at $15 for tickets for students.
15 with student ID.
For student ID. Yeah.
17 for general admission.
I know it's kind of pricey, but please come out and see it, guys.
That's not pricey at all.
Beauty and the Beast opens at the Fox today, and that's like $1.35. Yeah. Or you could go see Grease.
$1.35
for seven. $1.35.
Yeah. No. That's a steal. I know $17 is cheap.
You don't have to have reservations, but it's a great idea to call ahead, and you would contact Judy Fletcher at 313-845-9817. Again, $17 for general admission, $15 for students. Showtimes are Fridays and Saturdays, 8 o'clock, and Sunday matinee at 2, and that's this weekend and the following weekend. And again, the number is 313-845-9817.
The production is taking place where? Here on campus?
Andrea Auditorium. Okay. Mackenzie Fine Arts. Wonderful. Yeah, good question. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Do you want to go to non-commercial?
I think we could do that.
Wonderful. We'll be back with more Campus Connection here on WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
Variety is pretty hard to find on today's airwaves. How about joining the cause to promote alternative variety? TCM 189 is the staff training course for HFCC's own WHFR, a station devoted to new, local, and unique artists. The course provides students with essential station procedures as well as equipment knowledge and basic performance skills. The class can be taken for credit or under the Center for Lifelong Learning. For more information, contact Susan McGraw, WHFR's general manager at 313-845-9842.
If you want to change the world, then you have to change yourself. One of the best places in the Metro Detroit area to improve your life is Henry Ford Community College. Henry Ford Community College offers dozens of degree and certificate programs, plus the opportunity to network with your peers and potential employers. Taking classes at Henry Ford Community College gives you the freedom to take your own career path and opens up an infinite number of career possibilities. Additionally, day and evening classes allow you the flexibility of building a schedule tailored to your busy lifestyle. So change the world, change yourself at Henry Ford Community College. For more information on admittance and financial aid and class schedules, call the Henry Ford Community College toll-free number at 1-800-585-HFCC. Again, that's 1-800-585-HFCC.
Back to the Campus Connection with Dennis and Lindsay.
Dennis and Lindsay.
This is Put Me on the Radio is our theme song, and this is the last time you're going to be hearing it.
Anthony and Mitch, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Anthony and Mitch. Well, actually, it's not the last time because we'll play it again at the end of the show today.
Right.
This is a special edition. It's our very last show, Campus Connection.
Yeah, we may actually go over. I know the podcast ends at 2.
Yes, we may stay on the air for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Assuming you're still driving in your car and you have us turned on.
Oh, well, I thought you were talking to me. I'd be like, that'd be a
no,
heck
Dennis.
Of a...
Yeah, you're not. That would be a pretty amazing show.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right, I'm on Evergreen now. All right. Anyway, you have a whole list of stuff there that we talk about as you guys. And we're still in the studio live with the three of the members of the cast or the crew. Cast of Grease. Thank
cast
you.
Crew.
We're crew too.
Cast crew.
Yeah.
I painted a few things.
You're not kidding, man. Lindsay, I don't know if you know this, but everybody gets involved. You're not just actors. You guys are, what do you have, a half dozen
set
other jobs?
Builders,
set movers.
Props,
right?
Costumes.
I had to build a giant stand.
Now, you don't actually, I know as the principals, you're not doing a lot of the moving between scenes, though.
No.
Right?
Like
moving set pieces?
Okay, I'm so, paranoid because I like doing everything by myself.
Okay.
So I'll move. I'll ask Jerry because he's the one in charge of the set.
Jerry Jablinski, sure.
So I'm just like, can I move my own stuff? Because it'll go so much faster.
And you'll know where it is.
And I know where it's supposed to go.
Wow.
And he's like,
yeah, I'm just in shock, though, because I've been working with actors in film, though, and they just sit and wait.
Yeah, no, see, I hate
they
that.
Just wait.
I hate when people
but,
move
you know,
things
actors,
for me
you know,
and like...
But that's why there's
I
a crew, and there's a crew to take care of stuff like
right.
that. But if you guys are helping
yeah,
out, pulling your weight, that's great, man.
I wait.
I know, you know, too many cooks spoiled or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't want to get them moving around and bumping.
We had the Burger Palace, and so it's the longest set piece to set up. And so, like, I just been trying to move it. Like, I'm trying to get my part in there and move it, but now it's just like there's too many people on it.
How long does it take?
I don't know how long.
You guys get it on there pretty quick, like 30 seconds.
Oh, okay, so it's not an obvious time for say an intermission or something.
No, but for us it is. Like it's
It seems like an eternity. Moving.
It's, yeah,
I mean, well, after they turn it, we have to sit down in it. So me and the burger guys just sit down in it while they turn it. So like, because there's too many guys, you know. We'd just rather
getting
sit
it
down.
In the way, yeah.
Yeah, instead
I totally
of
get
you
it.
Know trip or something.
Fun but, stuff.
Well, as I was saying, Lindsay and I, when we started doing this, we really weren't sure where we fit into like the media or whatever. And then we started doing the show and things that happen on campus and how they relate to the outside communities.
Nobody was talking about it.
No, nobody was talking about it. And we pitched the show idea, not pitched it like threw it away, but pitched it, proposed
catch
it.
Yeah.
It was a perfect storm because at the time we proposed the show idea, there was stuff going on in college radio around the state where it just seemed like a really good idea to introduce this kind of show now. And we've been doing it. First, we did it as a recording. We would record it every month and then play the recording. And then we started doing it live because it's
recording a show is
it
really
just wasn't as really, fun.
It's really boring.
I mean, there's a heck of a lot more fun. But
Dennis is fun to work with, but I'm sorry, it's really boring. Well,
that makes one of us. But anyway, seriously. Hey. I mean, doing the recorded stuff was a great learning experience because now I feel like my production work is up to where it should be.
Yeah, we could edit it ourselves and make it sound really good when it was recorded. It was great.
There were no mistakes. One time I said something very, 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 it was totally accidental.
Oh.
I'm not even going to repeat it, but it was totally accidental.
I forgot all about
and
that.
And I said it, and then all of a sudden everybody just was like, which drew even more attention to it. So I went back and did it. I'll tell you later what I said, and just a little blip.
I want to know.
We got rid of it. It was gone. So nobody ever heard.
Oh, that was funny. God, I forgot all about that. Yeah, the silence afterward was very awkward silence on the radio.
And the irony.
Good times.
The people in the, and we were recording in the studio there with Mikhail and my wife, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
So the four of us were in there and it was just so awkward. Everybody but Mikhail.
Sorry, but I'm thinking about it now.
Up.
I forgot all about that.
Anyway.
Good times, Dennis. Oh, yeah, memories.
Yeah, let's. I'd say go back and listen to it, but it does not exist.
No, the archives.
But we, so we're the ambassadors of the college. That's this name we came up with. And like I'll go out into the community, especially when I'm taking the Mirror News out, and people will know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you guys do Campus Connection.
You're the ambassadors.
Well, they don't say that.
Yeah.
I tell them. I'm an ambassador. I have a little pink carnation with a little nameplate.
No,
not really. Yeah, a little hat. Anyway, so some of the things that we talk about are
what's going on at the school, right?
Yep.
And what's going on actually tomorrow. Right? Today is the 10th. Tomorrow is the 11th. Imagine the possibilities, non-traditional health careers for men. This goes on annually, every year. They do non-traditional, two times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, biannual? No, that'd be every other year.
twice a year.
Twice annually?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, they do the Imagine the Possibilities, non-traditional health careers for women, and then they do the one for men. And this one is going on tomorrow, and it is the man's turn.
Big focus on health. We had Diane Green, bless you. We had Diane Green on new WHFR Journal on Friday.
Okay.
She went into detail about some of the things here, and if you'll notice, most of them are health related, aren't they?
Pretty much all. Well, it's traditional health careers for men.
Related. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's called, the non-traditional health careers for men.
Do you remember in the past it was just non-traditional
just
careers?
Just traditional careers for men. And then like the one for women, I believe, was
technology-based.
And like the one the new MTechs thing that we have going on, right, here at Henry Ford Community College?
You're right.
All right. Well, anyway, what's going on tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. in H150, which is the Health Careers Education Center here on campus, the main campus, not to be confused with the brand new health building down at our second location. We have another one now. It's
really?
Schaefer and Rotunda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Between Michigan and
beautiful, beautiful area. That's where our health careers
nursing school is.
Oh.
And yeah, a lot going on at Henry Ford. The Perkins-funded event is coordinated by HFCC's University Transfer Advising and Career Counseling Center.
Wow.
And it's going to be a schedule of events, or obviously registration and welcome, that begins at 8 a.m.
Right.
So you can go there without having to register prior to the event. You can show up tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., for any man who would like to learn more about health careers.
That's a good point. Open to the public and free.
Free.
Right?
Well, yeah. That's absolutely free. You just have to register for it. Mm-hmm. You have to go there and get your name tag, maybe a little bag of goodies and flyers and handouts. Well, I'm getting to that.
All right.
Well, actually, you know what, Dennis? You're speaking. I don't know. There is a lunch. Breakfast is not mentioned. There's a welcome.
Eat plenty at home is what I meant.
Yes. Bring some healthy foods, you know, for the health. That's a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah,
good thing it's our last show, right?
We'll get it right. Well, maybe not.
8:30 a.m. they're going to be talking about physical therapy assistant and medical assistant biller.
Cool.
Respiratory therapy is going to be up next. Radiography.
Radiography?
Radiography. I just have radio on the mind. Radiography.
I know, you have this big smile on your face. You're like, radiography.
Oh, my God. All right, yeah.
My dad used to say advertisement instead of advertisement, advertisement. It used to irritate me when I was a kid.
Advertisement?
Yeah. And he didn't say ruin, he'd say roin. Did anybody know anybody that said roin?
You know what I used to do? I used to say ideal. Put an L at the end of it or something.
Instead of idea?
Yeah.
Because there really is such a word as ideal.
Yeah.
No, I'd always be like, oh, hey, I got an ideal. I say that all the time, and I never noticed.
It's a good thing you're a big dude because you probably would have got bullied. I'm just teasing.
I do.
All right. Well, back to non-traditional health careers for men.
I think that's
maybe we should go.
At 10 a.m., one of the big things I think that's going to be bringing a lot of people in is the nursing event, part of the schedule, is at 10 a.m. And nursing is huge right now all over the country. Nurses are needed, and nurses are making lots of money. And Henry Ford Community College has an amazing nursing program. It's one of the best in the country.
Yes.
Our nurses, our students, go on to pass the boards. Pretty much a really, really, really high percentage of Henry Ford Community College students pass. And I don't want to knock too many other schools in the area, but as far as community colleges go, their nurses aren't really passing those boards very much.
Well, they did a thing last year. Last year, we were in the top 20 in the country, and that was considering all colleges. As far as colleges in Michigan, number one, and as far as community colleges, in the top five. It's an amazing thing.
Our nursing program rocks. So definitely, men that want to learn more about nursing, 10 a.m. tomorrow is where to be at the H150 Health Careers Education Center here at the main campus. At 10:30, there's going to be a keynote presentation. What is up with my speech today?
Fine.
Well, I said present. Never mind.
There's such a word.
Yeah. Okay. surgical technology, and pharmacy technology. Like I said, lunch and prizes is going to be at 12:30, and that's wrapping up the day with the lunch and prizes. If you want to know more about this, 313-845-9617. I don't know why you'd want to know more, because me and Dennis tell you everything you need to know. It is free. Registration is at 8 a.m. Set your alarm clock. Get down there and learn more about non-traditional health careers for men. Get a job. Make some money.
And radiography. I think you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
There. Thank you, Dennis. Sorry. Thank you. I'm just so excited that we're doing this show today, and it's snowing outside, and it's
snowing in April.
Yeah, you snowing in April.
Repeat that again, because this is podcast.
I'm so happy that we're doing our show right now.
No. It's 1:31 on
April 10th. And April 10th, snowing. And it is snowing. But then again, I already had sunburn this year, so yeah, what do you know? All right, great.
Global warming.
Global warming. Right. Speaking of global warming, we have GlobeFest going on set for tomorrow.
Ray, you wanted something to say?
Yeah, you know about the snowing thing. Just to let everybody know, I definitely was wearing flip-flops today.
Shorts. He's wearing shorts and flip-flops.
Oh, I actually had a tank top on, too. Changed that off when I got here. Because when I left, it was like, oh, man, what a great day it is.
What time did you leave?
St. Clair Shores, so I probably left sometime.
How long have you been here?
Monday.
Do they keep you in the back stage?
No, I
got to
leave like 45 minutes to an hour.
Does St. Clair Shores sound like a paradise, tropical lake city?
It's a nice place.
I have never been there, so like when he says St. Clair Shores.
St. Clair Shores is nice.
No, it's nice.
It sounds like
on the beaches of
tropical area.
I have family there, and it's a lot of fun. I like St. Clair Shores. It's a nice place, but it is a ride. I do have family all over the state. But it is a nice ride, man. You got a long drive to come to Henry Ford. That's awesome, though, because that just means the school is all that much better, because people like you are driving all the way here.
That's right.
Okay, GlobeFest is going on tomorrow.
I think it's just
another thing.
Fest, right?
Yeah, this is GlobeFest. I'm saying global.
I'm confusing it with something else. But
thanks, Dennis. But you're helping me. I'm making mistakes today, and the reason I'm doing that is because I don't think I've made a mistake in the last 2 years. So this is our last show, and it's probably a good idea for me to
I made a
say
mistake
things
once.
Wrong. Yeah, one time.
I thought I made a mistake.
No, I'm just joking. Lindsay, I make mistakes all the time.
You heard that.
Yeah, everybody. I just said it. Should I say you're right once, too? Maybe just for old time's sake? Dennis, you're right?
It'll be like every other show.
Yeah, Dennis, you're right. Okay.
Notice I don't get too excited.
Tomorrow is Globe Fest. All right, Dennis, do you know a little bit about Globe Fest? It's going on from 11 to 1. I know that much. It's right here in the Student Culinary
there's
Arts Center.
Food, I know that.
I know there's food, and I was actually just out there because, you know, it's my monthly routine is to come here to Henry Ford Community College to the Skylight Cafe and get some soup.
Mm-hmm.
And at 5101, there's a giant, like, dessert cart right now mm-hmm. with beautiful cakes and cake, like, you know, mm-hmm. like the, you see mine, like, I don't know.
Ace of cakes.
Well, yeah, no, I was actually thinking something completely different. I'm not going to say it because it'd be another weird thing for Lindsay to say on the radio.
Oh, you have to now.
No.
Really?
No, you know those, like, it's like a glass cake, you know, the what do you call it? Like, you know, the nice fancy glass top that you put over.
Like a cake carrier?
A cake carrier, I guess.
Basically.
Sure.
But whatever.
No, I don't, I mean, I don't know.
No, but they're all there on the dessert tray.
Right.
Like, packed, like, high. And it's like glowing. there was like this like shine off the glass, and I was like, "Oh,
yeah, today, you know, the 5101's having their glow fest." And now tomorrow's the glow fest.
Well, it's glowing cakes. It's you know whatever.
It's just because the restaurant's open, I believe. You can get dessert as part of.
Yeah. Well, I was also going to say there are people in there, and it was looking pretty good.
And you know what? They don't have any specials. The international buffet is like not till spring.
Mm-hmm.
So we have really nothing to finish the show.
But
with.
Tomorrow is Globe Fest, and okay. It's a cultural celebration featuring delicious ethnic cuisine. So there is specials going on, correct?
It's in the actual cafeteria.
But the Culinary Arts Center is what's putting it on, and a lot of our culinary arts students are employed and work at 5101.
That's it, yes.
So
yes.
So it is a little bit, you're getting what they cook in there by the wonderful chefs
so.
And cooks.
From what I remember, they bring it from the outside, and it's different ethnicities will bring in food from, say, East Dearborn.
It's like a potluck.
It
okay.
is. But
all
it's
right.
but it's like it's very traditional for a particular culture.
If I do a little bit more show prep today, then maybe
no,
I would have known
fine.
That Dennis.
No, no.
Dennis and I
you
were
know, why should we start now?
And what
you
time
know?
Is that at?
Right. This is going on from 11 to 1 tomorrow at the Student Center, the Student Culinary Center, right here where WHFR is, and we look out there within this little fishbowl.
Out of the fishbowl.
And yeah, this is open to the public as well. Anybody that wants to come onto Henry Ford's campus and go in and have a bite to eat at either the Skylight Cafe 5101 or tomorrow come into the Globe Fest, you can stop in. You don't have to be a student to come and eat here.
No, but
and
it's ridiculously cheap.
I highly recommend coming here to eat. This is ridiculously cheap, as Dennis just mentioned.
It is.
Yeah, the food is going to cost $1 for a ticket.
Yeah.
$1 for a ticket. You can get 7 tickets for $5, and you walk around all the different food stations and give them a ticket
yes.
for each thing you want to try.
And then they pile it on. It's
there's
like
going to be the African American Association is going to bring food. Students of Business World is going to. What kind of food is the Business World going to bring? Huh? The Baking Club.
I don't even have a joke for you.
The Baking Club. I would know. Dennis, I was waiting for it, but that was, yeah.
There's a little window of opportunity, and I missed it. Sorry.
Henry Ford is a baking club. The Baking Club is going to have baked goods, I'm assuming.
Maybe the business club is offering
Phi Theta Kappa is going to also be there bringing food. Ice Carving Club. They're going to have some stuff on ice. Lebanese. We have a Lebanese American Heritage Club. I'm expecting maybe some fattoush, something.
Oh, that'd be
something
so good.
Delicious.
Some
and leads. There's a film club here at Henry Ford Community
popcorn.
College.
Popcorn.
And popcorn. Yeah. Popcorn, that's a good one.
Oh, they
here.
Are?
No, I just think
oh.
it's a good joke.
Or sardines. It's always popcorn
Sweetest
or sardines.
Fish. Oh. Who doesn't no. get Sweetest oh. Fish and go to the movies?
Silence. That was that awkward silence
wow.
on the radio we're talking about.
No, you don't know awkward
yeah.
silence.
Sardines. Yeah, okay. Sardines and popcorn. They go well together.
The film.
At the film.
I didn't know that we had a Lebanese American Heritage Club here.
Oh God, yeah, we've had them on.
Welcome to our show.
I know.
Welcome.
Hello.
Exactly.
Hello, everyone.
We actually had two of the girls from the club. I know that was the Muslim.
MSA, yes.
The MSA, yeah.
That was for. Remembering the Prophet Muhammad, there mm-hmm. was a like there was a Muslim Awareness Week.
Mm-hmm.
We had a wonderful that you guys. It was so much fun. It really was because I mean, obviously, the school is a multicultural school, mm-hmm. and we just that was a good time.
I feel like we're having like a theme this show. It's flashback of Campus Connection. Dennis and I are going to remind everybody of the wonderful things that we've spoke about.
Not when we were 12,
right? Tell me another story, Uncle Dennis.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Each club is going to represent countries. Nigeria, Germany, France, Italy, Canada, Lebanon, and Japan.
Canada?
At the event.
What
yeah.
are they serving from Canada?
I almost said I almost said Canada and caught myself real quick before I did that
Canada.
One.
Canada.
French fries and gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
French fries and gravy.
For mayonnaise.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, Canada.
Or Canadian bacon.
What else? There you go, Dennis.
That's too easy. There is a joke though. There was a movie about Canada, and it probably
John Candy.
I'm sure he was in it.
Yeah.
And they said, "You ever hear of anybody going out for Canadian food?" And
I'm like, "It's called Canadian bacon."
I never really thought about that. You don't go out.
What
to
is Canadian? Huh? Maybe tomorrow, Globefest, show up 11 to 1. Get yourself some Canadian food. See what it's all about. $1 a ticket. 7 tickets for $5. There will be 7 different food stations, as I just mentioned, all available for sampling. And just buy, the more tickets you buy, the more food you're going to eat or get and give to somebody else.
That's the theory.
So,
yep.
All right. Lots of fun stuff happening here.
Somebody at the door.
We have somebody at the door. I wonder if they want to be on the show, too. Hi, come on.
Hi, Kevin.
Let's see. Hi, Kevin. You want to come talk on the radio?
He's the staff photographer.
He just waved at us. And here in the studios of WHFR, I have a little TV, and I can see you out there in the hallway when you want to come in. It's fun. Okay, Dennis.
I'm right here.
Gail Mee. She's kind of important here at Henry Ford Community College,
right? You know, she should win some kind of leadership award. I swear, that woman.
Oh, there's Kevin out there waving hi. He can come in and say hello. Hi. Oh, he can't open
it. Oh, I thought I locked it. Shoot.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi. That was cool.
So Dr. Mee,
Dr. Mee, gosh.
She should win some award.
She should win an award. And you know what? She has. She won the National Leadership Award. Oh, my God. Imagine that, Dennis.
That's crazy.
She is the president of Henry Ford Community College. She is what makes all this happen. She is the reason that this wonderful station is here. She's the reason that these amazing clubs that put on things like Globefest is here. She's the reason that Greece can be done, right? I mean, she's Miss Leadership of the school.
And let me say that.
I'd say she's probably the real ambassador, but Dennis and I just kind of, we help her out.
We snuck right in there. Yeah. Well, the point is that we, the opinions we express on the show, as well as you guys, they're not necessarily those of the college, and they don't tell us what to say. That is so significant. She's not sitting in her office, and hopefully she's listening, being Dr. Gail Mee, but she never has any mandates. We'll have her on the show. Jay and I will have her on every fall. We talk to her once a year about the things that are going on, and she so supports what we're doing. So thank you.
Hopefully, thank you if you're listening. And Dennis and I, this is our last show. You can get a picture, a photograph of Dennis and I and hang it up in the main office of the school.
I think a mural in the ASCC would be.
That would be great. Ambassador.
And then name a wing after us.
School.
The Denzi or the Linus.
Yeah, we got it. We got a photographer right here. He can do it for us, right?
Oh. I was just kidding.
Dennis didn't dress up today. Yeah. Oh, surprise, surprise.
Oh,
you're wearing a WHFR hoodie. Are you going
to
wear that at your new place of employment?
I did.
You did?
I did. It was cold.
Well, I'm just, I don't believe, never mind. I'm going to leave that alone. I don't know that you wear anything else.
That's all I am.
Yes, Dennis is very, very, very proud staff member of WHFR, and he's put in a lot of work here at the station.
I have a hat. I have a WHFR hat. I have 2 T-shirts, 2 polo shirts, and this sweatshirt.
I don't have any Henry Ford thing. I don't apparel at all.
I got a Grease shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a Grease shirt.
Yeah, you guys are all wearing. Yeah, we have Grease shirts going on here. Oh, I'd like a Grease shirt.
Would you?
Oh, it's this Friday.
I will. I'll be in there this weekend.
Are they selling?
Definitely. Are they selling the shirts at the show?
No, we actually have them special ordered because they have our cast names or whatever, like nickname on the back.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. So really
I heard they're giving free pompadour styling, though.
Yeah. Joey, how come yours the back of yours says stinky? I'm just kidding.
It's funny. He looks at the front. He says it does. I swear we should once have had the show like live on the web to be viewed. We talked about it a couple times.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about it a lot. We talked about a lot of stuff.
We talked about getting good grades. We talked about improving our. No, I'm kidding.
No. We also talk a lot about what's coming up. And that's what we need to continue to do, April 18th.
Lindsay's not real happy with my ADD today at all.
No, I love it, Dennis. April 18th is the pre-pharmacy seminar. Your ADD is what keeps me going. If you weren't jumping all over the place, then I would just, I don't know.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, exactly.
It keeps it
fresh. Contagious today.
Focus. She's like, oh, piece of candy.
Right. Shiny cake.
So what's next?
HFCC is going to host the annual pre-pharmacy spring seminar Wednesday, April 18th. That's next Wednesday already. April 18th. Can you believe it? 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Hackett Conference Room, located in the Health Careers Education Center on the main campus. Once again, that's right here at our main campus.
What is this? It's a pre-pharmacy
seminar. Attendees are going to receive information about pharmacy school, the admission requirements, pharmacy school opportunities. HFCC has a pre-pharmacy PCAT online course?
Yeah, the PCAT.
Yeah, you know all about that, Dennis. That's what he was going to do before radio.
Actually, I may still judging by my radio career. No, but seriously, the pharmacy, you know, I'm not a health, like, careers type person. I don't really like blood. I don't. That's not my thing, you know?
Nope, not mine either.
Now, granted, if somebody is on the side of the road, you know, and they're hurting or whatever, even if they're bleeding.
Dennis will make a phone call.
Chances are really good. I'll yell, hey, I'll get somebody back here as I go on. And I will. Within a couple of days, I'll get some. No, but pharmacy tech to me was like the most appealing of all the health jobs because.
Because it's just pills, right?
Well, yeah, you're not really, you're dealing with sick people, but I mean.
But you don't have to really, I mean, you just exchange.
And it pays pretty darn well, too.
Yeah. Right. It's.
What?
My girlfriend's actually a pharmacy tech.
And it's probably decent money. And
she makes pretty good money, but, you know, it's not the easiest thing because you deal with a lot of people who don't necessarily need those.
You're dealing with people that do need those. And if you screw up.
You got to figure out which ones are which.
Yeah, it's not something to mess around with for sure. You need to know your stuff. And advisors from the University of Toledo College of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences, as well as University of Michigan College of Pharmacy and Wayne State University. I'm soon to be alumni. not of the pharmacy program, but. Anyway, they're all going to be there in attendance to talk about what to do to get into pharmacy programs that are there at those universities. In addition, actually, Ferris State University is going to be there as well, their College of Pharmacy.
Ferris State, they came in second in the
hockey
to Boston College.
Boston College.
Incredible.
Did they?
Little Fair. I mean, it's not.
It's not like U of M.
You know what I mean? I mean, I hate to make the comparison, so congratulations to Ferris. It's cold in Big Rapids, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Well,
Cinderella story there.
Nice,
very much because Boston College was their
it's
powerhouse.
Like a powerhouse,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And they hung in there until they pulled out to win 4-1. Sorry.
Let me just say I'm at a loss for sports and anything about sports. Talk about theater all you want, and I can answer. Oh. I'm sitting here.
That's
like,
why Greece is the word.
Hockey. Football.
See, and I'm the same way about theater.
What's going on?
Well, the pre-pharmacy.
What's going on over there?
Pre-pharmacy. It's free. Seminar is going on April 18th. It's free. Students can be admitted into room H142 if you're interested in getting a job in pharmacy and finding out more about the schools around here.
Ray, is that something you'd recommend? I mean, based on...
Yeah, I mean, she makes good money, but, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy work. A lot of attention to detail.
Sure, absolutely, in customer service. But, but you know, health, that's something people don't
always
remember.
Anybody can do it. You need to be, you know, go to Henry Ford Community College and go to the pharmacy tech program.
Wasn't nursing your first choice?
Nursing was my first choice. Yes, I was going to be a nurse, and then I decided, you know, I'd rather be on the radio.
Are you glad that you changed? Because we are.
I'm very happy that I changed. Like we've mentioned many times, I am at Wayne State, and I'm graduating in 2 weeks. And, you know, radio is great, and we've had this talk. I love radio, but I have this passion for film and production and working in the film industry.
More so than radio right now, maybe, huh?
Well, maybe because I'm working on several different films.
Right.
So I do radio once a month with you, and aside from that, I am not exposed to radio very often right now.
Right.
Instead, I am playing with shadows. Shadows are your friends. Yeah.
Shadows are your
lighting.
Friends.
Lighting.
You heard it here first.
Lighting. No, but I do. I like audio. So doing radio, of course, is audio, but I also love writing audio and actual production for film and TV.
What blows me away that we're having this conversation. We have three wonderful people in here as guests, and you and I are sitting here looking at each other talking, and there's at least four or five people listening. No, seriously. We stream live. We're a podcast. So at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of people that hear our conversation, and I think the challenge for us, and we took it very seriously, was to make sure that we stayed at least relevant, at least interesting enough for people to keep listening.
Right.
And judging by the response that we get through emails and Facebook,
I think we're pretty successful in that.
I think it was too. Yeah. I mean, and we're limited, and I don't mean limited in the traditional sense, but we are limited to what's going on at the college and how it relates. I mean, this is kind of neat. It's our last show. We're sort of throwing some other things out there, and we're fortunate to have you guys staying. But normally it's pretty straightforward, and you know, and you're making
this is a goofy show, but we usually, I mean, we always make sure to, we have the seriousness and we talk about things like non-traditional health careers for men and like the seminars that go on here in Henry Ford. We talk about awards won by students at the school. We talk about the wonderful clubs that we have, the ice carving club we've had in here a number of times. And then we also take a big break every show to talk about food.
Oh my gosh.
We always do a food edition of the show.
Usually it's at the end.
At the end, because that's what keeps people listening.
And that's what keeps us going. Seriously, we got to the point we want to eat every day now.
We always do arts and music. Pretty much every show we have something about arts and music.
And
so.
I think that's a segue.
Oh, you know.
Was it meant?
No, yeah, it is. Really, you know me pretty well. We've been doing the show for a while. Dennis knows exactly where I'm going with this. We're
in full circle. Even when she doesn't.
Full Circle Dance Company's spring concert is coming up. This is in May, actually, May 4th and May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. HFCC's Full Circle Dance Company invites everyone. That means you, and me, and everyone else that's listening.
And even the people that aren't.
Yeah, even the ones that aren't. You can tell your
friends. If you're not listening right now, please call us so we can tell you about this.
If you're not listening, how are they supposed to call
If you're not listening, you can also put in the podcast later to tell someone else to not listen with you. I don't know.
Yeah, before.
Before.
Yeah. Time shifting there. Anyway.
So, yeah, the 23rd annual Spring Dance Concert is going on May 4th and 5th at 8 p.m. This ticket will take place here, once again, at Henry Ford Community College, the Adria Auditorium, also where you can see Grease this weekend, in the Mackenzie Fine Arts Center. And this one is not free, but it's only $10, and it's $5 for students, and it's a spring dance concert. So it's music and dancing.
That's Diane Mancinelli.
Diane Mancinelli, who we had on the show last month.
2 months ago.
Was it 2 months ago?
Yeah.
February.
February.
Diane Mancinelli joined us here on the Campus Connection. You can go to the podcast and you can listen to it.
Yeah.
Right?
What, that show?
Yeah.
No, but she was, and I think she was recruiting at the time for dancers.
Yes.
And this is just an amazing event. Like you said, it's $10.
It's $10, $5 for students. If you'd like to know more about it, you can contact Diane Mancinelli directly at 313-845-6314. Once again, that's 313-845-6314, Diane Mancinelli, and she can tell you everything that you want to know about the 23rd Annual Spring Dance Concert going on May 4th and 5th.
Bray, you said it earlier. If you go to see, and we shouldn't compare to productions down at the Fox. It's not apples to apples, but your point is well taken.
Oh, they're close.
But they're just, I mean, the price difference. You can see things at this college that are exceptional. I mean, let's take away any comparisons. They're just exceptional for the people
Wizard
that are so
of Oz
talented.
Was a few years ago here. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was
Tommy.
Tommy was great. But The Wizard of Oz, right? I brought Abby to that one. That was wonderful.
Right. They've done a lot of stuff.
The Christmas Carol was great with, God, was that, hold on. The kid's name that was in it is an interesting, Liam?
I don't know.
What was that guy? One of the actors. We had him on our show. I want to say
Laith Salim. Yeah. Oh,
he played it. Why am I saying Liam?
We had Laith, and Laith was in. He was in a lot of stuff. And he was also in my wife's play that she directed.
And I told you I saw him on a casting call at Wayne State University. He sat in, read the lines for me, and I'm like, sitting there, I felt like American Idol judge.
Yeah.
And I'm watching him, I'm watching him do his. He read and talking with the director. I was the assistant director on this particular production. And I'm looking at this kid, and I even said, I was like, where do I know you from? Do you go to school here? And he's like, no, I don't. And he leaves, and he walks out, and it dawned on me, like an hour later, I was like, he was in Henry Ford Community College in the Christmas Carol.
It was driving
me
nuts.
And then it was driving me nuts, because I was like, how do I know this guy?
She came out and saw the One Acts last year, and my wife directed it was a farce that she directed, a comedy, and Laith was a prominent player in it. He was great
Then
he started The Actor's Nightmare. Mm-hmm. He's so talented.
He's very talented. So I was really happy to see him at Wayne State auditioning for the several different films that we're doing.
He was casted in Grease, but he couldn't, due to school reasons, be in Grease. He was actually Johnny Casino.
Yeah, he was going to be Johnny Casino.
Yeah.
You know, it's really funny. He texted me about a month ago, and he said that the production of Romeo and Juliet that he was doing, they needed a friar. Yeah. And he asked me to audition, and I'm like, are you kidding? No, no.
Dennis, you could do that.
You could totally do
that.
Apparently, you have more confidence. No, I didn't think so. And besides, I'm moving, so no.
Aww.
But I didn't know it at the time.
It did it better then.
I didn't then. No, I don't, and I feel bad because, I mean, it was really, I'm flattered that he thought of me. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. But I just, it's not my thing, I guess I don't know.
Just to be clear, though, the Johnny Casino we have now is exceptional.
Right.
London. Oh. He is really good. So, saying.
Right. You weren't settling at all. No, I get it. But that's how talented Laith is, that he can be in most productions, I would think, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully he's listening.
Who, Laith? He doesn't have a radio.
No, he's not listening. He doesn't have a radio. He doesn't have a radio.
It's part of his deal.
Actually, he should be... Yeah. And he should be in Voice for the Actor where I should be right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Joey.
You
skipped class?
Uh-oh.
Joey, you didn't notice at all.
Joey,
did you?
I totally respect that.
Well, I hope.
That's our last show.
Hi, Jerry.
I needed to witness my first. This is the first time I've ever been in a radio station and actually seeing this and actually being in one. So
Who's your teacher, Jerry?
Jablinski? The who should now be named.
Okay. Well, if he has his way, this will be your last time on the radio.
Right. Wow.
Hi, Jerry.
You hear that? Our show, we have students skipping class. We have big things happening here at Campus Connection.
Yeah.
This
Joey's
is a show
mom,
not
he's
to
just
be missed.
Kidding.
Show not to be missed. Joey didn't realize that there's a podcast of this show, so
he gets to
actually sit in on the action. Actually. You don't get that. Yeah, this is great. I'm really happy that you're here.
Yeah, we're
thank you.
Very,
thank you for being here.
Some classes are overrated. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally
Dennis,
kidding.
Not we enforce good education at the school.
We do.
Well, Dennis and I pretty much have taken every course offered at Henry Ford Community College.
Yeah, twice.
So so, yeah, we can definitely say that there's not a class to be missed here at Henry Ford.
No.
Unless you're on the radio, WHFR.
Right, radiography class.
Right, radiography. Radiography. Thank you, Dennis.
Good advertisement
there. That's what
I ruined it.
You ruined it. Thanks. Thanks
all
a lot.
Okay, so what else is going on campus?
Well, thank you.
Keep her
thank
focused.
You.
Let's go, Lindsay.
Well, there's a spring jazz concert, and that one is actually coming up
I'm
really
glad
soon.
You asked.
That's April 27th. When does the semester end here at Henry Ford, by the way? When are finals?
Last week
May
of April.
3rd,
yeah, I think May 5th or whatever is when the
May 5th
grades have to
be
in.
Friday.
That was, yeah. That's a
May
Saturday.
I got a final May 1st. So.
Yeah.
So that's the last week.
Yeah, Friday.
First week
okay.
of May.
Well, April 27th is the spring jazz concert. I thought maybe you guys would be done then because I'm done then.
Is that going to be Blue Fusion?
Right. Actually,
band?
You know, this is going to be... I believe it's the...
Blue Fusion is when they say it should be
Blue Fusion.
Oh, is it?
It should be.
Yes, it is. It's Blue Fusion. That's the vocal jazz group consisting of approximately 12 vocalists and rhythm section performing a variety of styles. Midnight Blue
very
is
nice.
Also wonderful.
You get a commission on them or something?
Many of whom are in Greece.
Yes.
How about jazz?
Do you guys have Midnight Blue performing?
We have some members of Blue Fusion in Greece.
Awesome. Great.
One of them's a burger boy.
Yeah, Eric Vega playing Sonny.
Oh, he just got his haircut member. Too.
Oh,
and
it looks
good.
Looks
very.
Looks
oh,
very
I saw
good.
Him. I didn't recognize him at first because they all got their hair. Tim Pollock got his haircut. He looks like the lead from Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
John Hamm.
Nice. Yeah, he really does. As a young
yeah,
John
he
Hamm.
Does.
I know. Have no idea who you guys are talking about, but they sound wonderful. It just sounds
oh, you're
great.
Not, come you're to
not
show
that's
find
a
out?
Great haircut. I will have to. I will have to. Yes. Thanks, so the spring jazz concert, it's not only Blue Fusion, it is the spring jazz concert. There's going to be Studio 110 there, who is the, it's like a mix of musicians. We've talked about them before, Dennis.
All right.
It's like ranging from recent high school graduates to retirees of the
That's
school.
Right.
It's like a whole bunch, just an ensemble, just an eclectic mix of just a bunch of different musicians thrown together to make up Studio 110.
But all accomplished musicians.
Yes.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone... It's part of the music programs here, right?
Well, I've been in bands. It was a mix of talent, too. You know, some, you're only as good as your worst drummer, as I raise my hand.
So anyway, Studio 110. True. Studio 110 is going to be performing a wide selection of jazz favorites. They've played at a lot of Detroit events. I think they were at Detroit's Jazz Fest last year as well, Studio 110. Big Band is also going to be going on, and they were founded here in 1981.
Wow.
That's the one that played for the...
PBS?
No, for the inauguration ball
of
President Obama. And they also have played at Carnegie Hall.
Wow.
They've done some major... Yes, they've traveled the world. They have performed all over, and they are directed by the wonderful...
Guy?
Rich. No, I was going to say Kevin Dewey, but it's... Goward, right?
Rick Goward.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Glad I could help.
His name is Rick Goward.
That's why I'm here.
Henry Ford Community College, once again, we've said this many times, we talk about our music segments here, has the largest music program of any two-year community college around.
In Dearborn.
Dennis.
I'm serious.
In Michigan. No, in Michigan, which there are quite a few community colleges in Michigan. And we are the largest music program.
But just like at the collage concert for the President's Collage, you guys got a chance. I know that you were getting ready and whatever. Did you get a chance to hear any of the other stuff going on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, after we did our thing. We sat down and listened to the whole thing.
There's so much talent. It's a good concert.
The collage. Yeah, I went there and we both got passes there 1 year, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
After, and I got a CD.
I got a CD.
I got a CD. Yes. I've played it before. I'm playing in the waves, too, around the holidays. I got a good holiday CD.
I got a country music CD with the word heartbreak in the title.
Oh.
That's rare.
Another awkward silence for any for Campus Connection. Thanks, Dennis.
I just want to tell people what I got. Wednesday was my wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. 20 years, right?
20 years.
Wow.
I got to tell you something, though.
Jen, I don't know how you do it, honey. Thank you for keeping Dennis, alive in spirit.
That's good. Alive.
You've been with us. Alive.
You married Jen when she was only 10 years old?
Listen to you. Sweet. Kissing up to the assistant director. No, actually, the 20 years feels more like 20 minutes. Underwater.
Jen.
Hey!
You know what? I'm going to turn off his mic right now. Jeez. This is the Campus Connection with Lindsay. Dennis is gone. No. Here, I'll turn you back up.
Thanks.
Jen, I would keep him down, but... The ADD is distract. I have to have him on the air.
All right.
So the spring concert is going on. General admission is $10 for adults, $7 for students and senior citizens, for the young ones and the old ones. Tickets can be purchased at the door, or you can contact Mr. Rick Goward yourself through R. Goward, GOWARD, at hfcc.edu.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, way to break that up. Yeah. It's like that one comedian who talks about how people don't give you their phone number right.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard
3139 18. You're like, wait. Yeah. You can't do it like that.
Yeah, I did that on purpose. That's what I was doing.
18-64-31.
So on another note, Dennis, let's bring it down just a little bit.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
HFCC is holding a depression seminar.
Guys,
I'm being serious right now.
Guys,
these are the boys. We will handle this. Yes, okay, Henry Ford Community College Office of Student Outreach and Support is hosting. Dennis, you need to leave the room. It's hosting a seminar on how to deal with depression Monday, April 16th. That's next Monday from 10 to 11.
See, I think this is a really good thing, Lindsay, because I have a lot of friends who have had symptoms of depression or have gone through it. And, even me personally, you get in that weird, oh, my God, I'm having an anxiety attack. Mm-hmm. And you just need someone to talk to. And it's good.
It's the time of the year, too. I mean,
yeah,
there's
the winter. And just
the winter. And now we're coming out of the winter. And what makes it even harder is it's snowing right now, currently. No, but we had a taste of spring. We had summertime. We had sunshine and flip-flops. Well, some people still wear flip-flops today, even though it's snowing.
That's right.
But you go back and forth, up and down, and it's just not fair to the body or the brain. And depression is a clinical disorder. It's something, I don't want to say disorder, but it's something that happens within your brain that you can't control.
Yeah.
And a lot of people look at that and they think, oh, you're depressed. You can just snap yourself out of it. And no, you cannot. It's actually something that a lot of people struggle with and need help dealing with. And Dr. Valerie Williams is going to be discussing depression with students and the ways to overcome it. Obviously, there are medications that one can take, but there's also people to talk to and other ways to overcome your depression. The event's going to be taking place in the Andrew A. Mazera Administration Services Center and Conference Center in the Rosana A. building or room. Isn't that a room?
That's in the Rosana
A. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what time is this at?
This event is free, and it is going on from 10 to 11, just an hour, and it's going on Monday, April 16th. If you need some more information about this, you can call the Student Outreach and Support number at 845-9757. Once again, this is a 313 area code, 845-9757, to discuss or find out more about Henry Ford's Student Outreach and Support seminar going on to deal with depression. So that was a nice...
Kind of a depressing note